everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Joined by doctors. You're joined with.
Yeah.
By?
Yeah.
Dr. Sophie, everybody.
Hey,
look at you, man.
How you doing?
Good. I'm doing excellent. People may have seen you on CNN. What else you been on lately? Rehab or the rehab scientist? Or what have you been doing? Rehabbing people.
Celebrity rehab.
Celebrity
tonight.
Rehab. Who'd you have to deal with? What nuts this week?
Gary Busey.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. A little crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, that's, I guess, an old term. People don't use that term much anymore, huh?
Why do
you use that term in your practice? Guys just effing crazy?
Absolutely. When all else fails, they're crazy.
I wish the terms of the, like, would come back. Like, the guy's just nuts, you know?
Mm.
I mean, that's not a medical term you can use anymore. All right, if you have a question about perhaps you're raising kids that are, a complete mess, perhaps you have a question about why mom's an a-hole or why dad yells at you. Dr. Sophie is a family psychiatrist, and he'll have the answer for you here. So here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, it's really sort of a crapshoot when you raise kids. And again, you know, there's a lot of great parents who have terrible kids and vice versa. A lot of real terrible parents who have great kids.
Absolutely.
But if you have five kids all raised by the same parents, they could all grow up with five different personalities and five different views of their childhood.
Absolutely. A lot of this is genetic.
Yeah.
You got to remember, apples don't fall far from trees.
Yeah, that's true.
So you take two DNAs and you mix them, you're going to get something different every time.
Now, Gina said last night, we were doing the news last night, and she said when it comes to looks that men don't pass down their good looks to their sons, but the men and women do pass their good looks down to their daughter. If that's the case, I have no idea why my daughter doesn't have three heads.
Right.
She got my looks. And a lot of people do say that my daughter, who's three, looks like me.
Yeah.
And I said, that's great now, but when she's 30 and she still looks at me,
it's not like pretty.
Man, is that over?
Yeah.
I did take my daughter to Disneyland for her third birthday.
Yeah.
And I meant to call you and discuss this with you because I ended up taking her down there with my wife, and the three of us were going to spend the day at Disneyland. And the guy standing behind me has a shirt on, and I turned around, I was reading his shirt, and it says, I'm HIV positive.
Great.
I'm like, oh, that's interesting at Disneyland. And then the guy in front of me has another shirt on, I'm HIV positive, and it was gay day at Disneyland.
Oh.
And my daughter is too young to have asked, but, you know, she saw, like, you know, guys hold each other and hugging and kissing and stuff like that. Thank God she didn't ask. Because I don't have the answer.
Prop 8.
I don't have the answer for it. But eventually you have to tell your sons and daughters.
Absolutely.
You know, this is going on.
Full disclosure.
Yeah. Game on.
Absolutely.
And that's how you do it. You just tell them.
There's all different kind of families. Some have two dads. Some have two moms. Some have a mom and dad. Some don't have a mom. Some only have a dad.
Right.
Everybody's different.
And I also read in online that a lot of schools now, because there are, you know, two dads and two moms, that a lot of the kids are not allowed to make Father's Day or Mother's Day's gifts because those alienate some of the kids who have two dads.
Yeah, but I think most schools really are open to anything, really.
Yeah.
They do Mother's Day. They do Father's Day. If you don't have a mother, then they do something for their dads and whatever.
I see.
They get around it.
Now, what about this Proposition 8, you know, the gay marriage?
What about it?
A lot of people, I think it's like 50-50 right now. It may pass, it may not pass. But one of the rumors going around is in Massachusetts, after it passed, they started teaching kids in school about gay marriage.
Right.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that right?
They have to teach them. They need to know.
At what age?
Probably around 5 or 6, they're really going to start asking.
5 or 6,
sure. Especially if they have friends with same-sex parents.
Ah, yeah. We have a same-sex parent on our block.
Yeah?
Yeah, we got two guys that are hitting it.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I think they got a kid or two.
Well, so if you might marry one of them.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
They're a lovely couple. And they can tell who they are because they're the only ones that have the no on 8 sign in front of their house.
Now you might have one after tonight.
Yeah, I got to vote no on 8.
That's right.
I got to get in there and pull that lever.
That's right.
All right, if you have a question for Dr. Sophie, again, Celebrity Rehab, also CNN. What are you on? Good Morning America?
The Today Show.
Jesus Christ, you're all
lots
over the
work.
Place.
Lots of work.
All right, George and Rialto, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Pretty good.
What's up with you?
No, I was just, you know, I have a question. I have a Stetson that's 15 years old. He's, in my opinion, just kind of like questions everything that he's asked to do.
Hey, can you turn your radio down just a bit, dude?
Oh, sure. Thanks, sorry about that.
That's cool.
And I was just wondering how I can go about in a, you know, I guess, you know, good way of getting him to do what he needs to do.
How old's your kid? 15?
Yeah, he's 15 and he just questions everything. I mean, he wants to know a reason, for everything. You know, you tell him, you know, need to go do this. Oh, but why do I need to do that? Or, you know, well, why? I mean, and it's just kind of like sometimes it gets very frustrating.
You swear at him?
Oh, no, no. I just, you know, I mean, I just get really frustrated. You know, I don't hit him. I don't, but I feel like, you know, smacking around a couple times, but.
Right. Well, that's what he wants you to feel. He wants you to feel that frustration and anger because that's where he's at in his development to provoke you.
Is there ever a time where you haul off?
Never.
Never.
No. But they can hit you.
Right.
No.
All right. Now, see, I don't think, never is a long time, but I think that there are, like, and I hate to bring this up with the lovely Brown in here, but I think there is certain times, and I'm going to give you a scenario where I think you might agree with me, where it's perfect timing and perfectly legitimate, and it comes in handy to punch a woman in the face. I'll tell you what it is. All right. Let's say you're having Thanksgiving dinner, okay. Right? There's 20 people at the table.
Yeah.
And my wife comes in with a shotgun and kills 3 people.
Okay.
I have an opportunity to punch her in the face to save the other people.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Self-defense.
What do?
You got to hit.
You punch her in the face, right?
Well, maybe get the gun out of her hand, okay? Grab that turkey, too, though. Make sure the turkey's okay.
I think I'd be thrown in jail if I didn't punch her in the face.
Save your turkey.
All right, George, so what kind of things is this kid questioning?
Well, I mean, you know, like if he asks, well, can I stay after school tomorrow? No, you can't stay after school. But why? You know, it's not fair. I deserve to stay after school. I do good in school, which he does. He's an excellent student.
Why can't he stay after school?
Yeah, and that's what I was going to bring up to you. You know, also, you got to be fair. He's at an age now where you got to give in a little bit. And I do.
I mean, he just expects me to give in 100% of the time.
Well, no, you can't. He'll try all of it, but you give him 50%, and that's it.
Yeah, and that's the thing, that he doesn't understand that there's always going to be a time when there's a no.
Right, but you explain know, like that.
Yeah, and I try, but it's like I said, I want to know how I can open up more communications with him because, like I said, he starts getting frustrated, and then I start getting frustrated because he's not hearing the explanation that he wants.
The best time to do it is at a time when he's not asking for something. Sit down, have a talk with him, say, listen, I want to talk to you about how we're going to do this back and forth. Mm-hmm. So that you understand that when I say no, I mean no. Other times I'll hear what you have to say and give you, you know, probably meet you in the middle.
How many kids do you have, George?
I have 4.
What about the other ones?
Well, the other one is a 9-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 3-year-old, and they're pretty. The 9-year-old's kind of starting to follow in the same footsteps.
Right. That's why you got to set a good pattern now. Set a good pattern now. Talk with your kid.
Sit him down and try to explain to him.
Yes. And do it during a time when he's not asking for something, when you and him are kind of on equal footing.
Oh, okay.
Where's the mother of these kids? She's
at home, but unfortunately, she spends most of her days at work. You know, she leaves at 5 o'clock in the morning, doesn't get home till about 7 o'clock.
Wow.
Good for you for being a good dad, though.
You know, but
what is she doing for a living? Where she leaves at 5 and comes home at 7?
We live in San Bernardino County in Rialto. She works in Santa Ana, so she commutes basically back and forth.
What does she do for a living? Home.
She's a social worker for the County of Orange.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so she's out of the house quite a bit, and I mean, I'm left there to fend by myself with the kids, and I work at night, so half the time I'm kind of frustrated in the daytime as it is, you know, because a sleeping situation.
All right, dude, sounds like you're a good dad, man. Congratulations.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling.
Okay, so I'll just sit down with them and have a good talk with them, and working out that.
Yeah, and if you need help, you can get on my website. I'm happy to help you. It's drsophy.com.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
drsophy.com.
Okay, thank you.
All right, there he goes,
good
everybody. Look at that. Yeah, it seems like a decent guy out there.
There's a lot of good dads out there.
You know, I have a friend who's a lawyer, and she defends men and women in custody battles. And she said, increasingly, there's a lot more guys who want the kids.
Absolutely.
You know, back in the 60s and 70s, it was always, you know, they're going to the mom.
Yep.
And now there's a real battle?
Yeah, absolutely. Dads want a parent. They enjoy it. They're starting to see the benefits of it. It's a good process.
Yeah, it's
look at what you do. You love it.
Oh, I love my daughter. I grab my daughter and take her everywhere. Every time I leave the house, I throw her in the car and take her somewhere. No,
don't put her in the trunk, though.
Now I get cookies.
But you know what I did is, and I panicked now sometimes because we went to the gas station just to get gas, and she got out of the car, and I got her, something, like a little toy or a snack or something at the gas station. Just spreading the wealth around. And I put her back in her car seat. And I was driving out of the gas station. I looked back, and I forgot to belt her in, to buckle the car seat.
Yeah.
So I stopped the car, and I buckle her in. And now I freak out every time I get in the car. Like, oh, Christ, is she not belted in?
Right.
I gotta check, like, every 2 seconds.
That's right. You got to.
Throw my neck out
That's
here.
That's right. All about safety.
Yes. I know that five-point harness and always about that's safety. Right. I'm going to get her a helmet.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, get a
Keep
helmet.
Keep her safe. As long as it matches her outfit.
Get her a fire suit in case the car catches on fire. She's going to be fine. All right. If you have a question for Dr. Sophie, perhaps you're not doing well in your relationship. Maybe the kids are a pain in the ass. Maybe mom and dad are a pain in the ass. And you're looking for a good set of rules or a lesson or some kind of advice on how to handle that situation. Dr. Sophie's going to help you out. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Mary in Westwood, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Mary.
Hey, how are you?
All right. What's up with you?
One of my roommates likes our friend, likes him, and he's gay.
Does she know he's gay?
Yeah.
Yes. He told us.
Wait, and she's in love with this gay guy?
Yes.
Fantastic.
A lot.
Oh, boom.
Does he like her?
No, he doesn't like girls. Well, he sometimes likes girls, but definitely not her.
How old is she?
She's 20.
Has she ever seen him have sex with another guy?
No.
He hasn't
ever had official sex with another guy because he was questioning if he was bi or not for a while, but now he definitely thinks he's gay.
Hey, Mary, I told you not to call me anymore.
Come on, Mary.
Jesus Christ. I'm trying to keep a low profile here.
Yeah, really? I'm sorry.
But Mary, why are you calling? I'm wondering if you like him.
No, I definitely don't.
Yeah.
I understand that he's gay. She's just not getting it.
Well, if he has a message to send her, he should send it loud and clear.
So yeah. Should I tell him to do that, or should I just let him do it?
Let him do it.
Why can't he just say he's gay and tell her?
He told her that he's gay. They had a big conversation about it.
And what'd she say?
She's just not getting it.
She didn't care?
Well, I guess she thinks she can make him straight by, wearing tight clothes and, showing her boobs and stuff.
Tell her it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to need more than that.
Stay
more
out
than
of
tight
it.
Clothes.
Stay out of
She's going to have to have an operation to attract them.
Yeah, I would stay out of it.
Exactly.
All right. Take care, crazy.
Thanks.
Bye, crazy
right,
woman.
There she goes.
That girl needs help.
Wow. Attracted to those gay guys. Mm. A lot of women like gay guys, though.
Yeah, they want to change them.
Is that right?
They think that one extra thing is going to make it happen.
And is it possible to do that?
Ain't going to happen.
Not going to happen. I think that's why Gina has a lot of gay friends. You think you can change those dudes?
Gina.
No, not at all. I've actually never been in love with a gay man, if you can believe that.
Is that right?
They're my friends.
How many gay guy friends do you have?
Currently or all in, all through my life?
No, right now.
Best friends?
Like 2 or 20?
Or best friends?
I don't know. Guys that you call.
Probably 12.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
How many straight guy friends?
Male?
Yeah.
That it's platonic?
Yeah.
Like 4.
I tell you, man, you come back when she's 65, she'll be sitting in that booth alone. I don't know what she's doing. She's just going to go through life.
But she smiles.
Single, 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 man. I don't know what she's doing in there. All right, we got to take ourselves a break. Dr. Sophie is with us. You got a question about how to handle them kids or a family problem or relationship problem? Free advice from a guy who charges a lot of money.
Yeah.
Tons of money.
A lot of money.
Oh, bubble. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. His website is drsophy.com. drsophy.com. And it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Dr. Soph. We're live on 97.1 FM Talk. back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Dr. Sophie is with us, a psychiatrist who you may have seen on the Today Show, CNN, and most recently on Celebrity Rehab, getting celebrities to get some rehab in them. Who'd you deal with?
Gary Busey, yeah. Rodney King.
How's Rodney King?
Nice man. Yeah? Very nice man.
Did that incident in the Valley still haunt him?
He didn't remember it.
Oh, really?
No, he did remember it.
And what is he getting off of? What was he on?
Alcohol.
Alcohol? That's it?
That's a lot of alcohol.
He drank a lot?
A lot.
Passing out? Blacking out?
Yeah. Well, that was the thing. He didn't really feel it. He's a big guy.
Well, he didn't feel all the alcohol.
Yeah.
Like John Daly.
Yeah, exactly.
Passing out at Hooters.
Exactly, right.
Stacy in La Puente, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
It's Cece.
Oh, all right. Well,
hey, Cece, how
are
you?
Hold on one second.
What's his name again?
Yeah, it's like Gary Busey, you know, and John Daly passed out at Hooters. Cece in La Puente, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How's
What's his name again?
Cece.
Hey, Cece, how are you?
I'm well. How about you?
All right,
good.
What's going on with you?
Thanks for calling.
Okay. My grandson is 13, almost 14. He's a great kid, but he doesn't want to, he doesn't complete all his homework assignments. He lies to his mom. My son is his father. He's with us maybe half of the week, and I take him to the tutor every Saturday, sometimes during the week, just because I know he's lazy. I mean, he's really smart. He just doesn't want to turn in homework, and it's...
Yeah, is he distractible?
Really, really distractible.
Yeah. Did you ever get him tested for attention deficit disorder?
You know what? I've been bugging his mom and bugging my son lately because they figure he's, well, his mother especially figures he's just being lazy. And she keeps saying she's going to get him tested and it's just his laziness and it doesn't have anything to do with
it. Get
that.
Him tested because you know what? You're going to wait and it's going to be too late.
That's what I'm thinking because, I mean, it's like I take him to the tutor, and even there at the tutor, he's you know, he likes to be the life of the party.
He wants
to impress kids and, you know, just, and he's one of those little nerdy kids, so.
Is he overweight?
No, he's real athletic. My son, he just finished football.
Yeah.
He's doing that Muay Thai, so, you know, it's not like, but he does like to be in front of the TV all the time.
Yeah, Cece, get him tested. Connect his parents to my website.
Okay.
What is Muay Thai? Is that a restaurant?
No, that's mixed martial arts thing, like kickboxing, and the kids used to always pick on him, he's real thin, so my son wanted him not to fight, but to be able to
protect
defend himself. Yeah.
Hey, are you got the internet there?
Yes. What, Doctor?
Yeah, drsophy.com.
My heroes.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself, Cece. And hey, thanks for being a great grandmother.
Yes.
Oh, he's my sunshine. He knows it. And oh, guys.
What?
Obama.
There you go. I got to vote for him now.
No on 8.
All right. I'm with you.
All right.
Take care of yourself. All right. There she goes, everybody. I got to vote no on 8, and I got to vote for Obama. That's what the listeners wanted. So there you go. Andrea in Fullerton, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, you're with Dr. Sophie.
Hey, I've got a question about my grown adult sister.
Sure.
And the dynamics of our family. She seems to, everywhere she goes, it's just drama. Everything drama. My parents are always bailing her out, and it's just drama, drama, drama.
Hmm.
How old
is she?
She's 35.
Wow. Is she married?
No, she's not.
Yeah.
And Doc, at what point do you leave your parents alone? Where you don't create any more drama for them.
Well, if you've had appropriate development, it's like late 20s, early 30s. You should be moving on, doing your own thing.
No more borrowing.
Yeah. But this girl sounds like she loves the attention.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and it's always borrowing money from mom and dad. She drives a Mercedes. She has a really nice apartment, but she can't pay her bills.
Right.
You know, mom and dad bail her out, and then she turns around and, you know, it's...
How does it make you feel?
It's hard for me because it's like, what am I supposed to do?
Well, also then your parents exhaust all their patience on her and have none left for you or your kids.
Well, and then they also vent on me.
Yeah,
about so I'm like stuck in the middle and it's like, how do I do this? Do I tell her that, you know, but anytime I tell her, then it's like...
Why can't she get her life together?
I have no idea.
And they keep enabling her.
I think she's mentally ill.
Yeah, it sounds like there's something going on, and they as parents know, and they keep trying to support her, but they're not helping her.
They've offered her, they will send you to counseling, and she says that she'll go, and she never goes, and it's just like...
Yeah, but until they pull back really in a big way, she's not going to get the message.
And then where does that put me, though, as the sister and as the child?
Well, you can always support her and you can be there for her, but that doesn't mean that you have to pay the bills and
no.
that kind of stuff.
Andrew, do you smoke weed?
No, God, no.
You got to start.
Yeah. Does she use any drugs or alcohol?
No, she doesn't.
Does she work?
Yeah, she works very hard. Yeah,
a couple of hits when you get home, Andrew.
Yeah, there's something going on.
Yeah, I don't know.
There really is something going on.
Your family doesn't have to know. Do it in the garage.
No, we don't want to do that.
A little tiny female bong, dainty one.
You know what? The best thing for you to do, though, is disengage from that whole thing.
Yeah.
It's between them and her.
Yeah.
Really, the best way to do that is be polite, but, arm's length.
Okay.
Pot cookies, hash cookies.
Yeah.
That's between a parent and a child, and you're never going to get in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Have you ever smoked pot?
No.
Don't listen to him,
please. All right, you'll be on Celebrity Rehab in about
I'll
years.
Have you on Celebrity Rehab next year.
Well, thank you
call
very much.
Take care.
All right, there you go.
All right.
But that's tough, man.
It is tough.
When she's, 35 years old and still banging those parents for money and help.
Something's wrong, and they're not helping her by doing it.
I got a couple of brothers who are that way, and those brothers are in their 40s.
Right, still doing it.
Yeah, and still can't get by, man. All right, let's talk to Patrick in Temecula. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Patrick.
I'm doing wonderful. How about you guys?
All right, what's going on with you?
Well, I have a 10-year-old son who was diagnosed with ADHD a year ago. He's on Strattera. He's turned around from his schoolwork to actually paying attention, being a star student, a wonderful reader. However, his conflict is that he seems to have issues with his 6.5-year-old brother and blames him for quite a bit of problems and, of course, has a lot of aggression towards him. I was wondering, how can I get them to interact and get along, realistically? Because a 6.5-year-old will sit there and obviously rebel back every single time he has any conflict.
That's the reason I didn't have kids, man. I had to have two because they start effing fighting, man.
You know, a lot of it is appropriate age development, and it's really not going to get a whole lot better till they're a little bit older, each one of them. And they'll start all of a sudden becoming friends. You'll be amazed. So I would.
When does that happen?
Probably when the younger one's about 8 and the other one's about 12. But you got to have some solid rules around the house. They're both boys, correct?
Are they both boys, Patrick?
Yes, they are both boys.
Yeah, and so they're going to bounce against each other. One's going to role model for the other. Then they're going to get jealous. Then they're going to be buddies, and that whole thing back and forth until they become friends. So I would.
Well, there are those times they surprise us, and they get along so wonderfully. It's like a nice little postcard. But
that's where you'll be in 5 years from now. But you got to have some good solid ground rules in the house so that they know what you'll tolerate, what you won't, and how to respect each other within a certain boundary.
And okay.
Why don't you just decide which one you love more and give the other one up?
No, you can't do that. And then the other, don't forget, get that other one tested if he starts looking ADHD.
Well, actually, we did. We did the whole family scenario through the UCLA study. And incidentally, it's a hereditary issue.
Yes.
I was tested there back in 82, and I was on medication.
Right.
So go figure, huh?
Wow. Absolutely. But you're great.
They said the 6.5-year-old is clear. He doesn't, but I suspect there are times.
Yeah, I'm sure. Maybe as he gets older. But just, be good parents like you already are. Really be there for your kids. It sounds great.
Yeah, it sounds like this guy's a real hands-on dude.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you much. Appreciate it.
Where's the mother of these kids?
She's at home. She's finishing her master's, and she spends a lot of time with them. And she works, in the psychology field, so trying to help out quite a bit.
That's pretty cool.
Very good.
All right. And
boys,
congratulations on being in their lives so much.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, they need that, especially boys, They need that father around.
They need their dad.
Yeah. Else they end up like Randy over here.
Right.
Scary. No, your dad was around, though, right?
He was around, and I love him.
That's good. He loves you, too.
Yeah, I'm sure. I bet he does. All right. Do we have time for one call, or were you? Okay, one more call here. Kyle in Sunland, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Kyle.
Not too bad. How are you guys doing?
All right,
doing?
What's going on with you? We've got about a minute here.
All right, so I was in a really, really bad relationship with this girl. We broke up about 3 months ago. And for some reason, I still think about her, all the time. It's ridiculous. And it affects, like when I go out with girls now.
You're comparing, aren't you?
Well, no, I'm not comparing. It's just I seem too desperate now to, try to fill the void.
Yeah.
Because, she was bad. She was dramatic. She was older. I'm 22. She was 28.
Yeah.
But she acted like a 15-year-old girl.
Right.
And it was just drama all the time. And I don't know why I would think about her.
Because you haven't dealt with all these feelings. You got to really deal with it before you move on, really. Otherwise, it's going to haunt you.
Do you cry?
No, I haven't cried over it. I'm just like, what do you think I should do to like help her, like help me get her out of my head?
If you can't go get some actual help with somebody, I would keep like write down your feelings and the things that you're thinking about when you say you can't get her out of your head. What does that mean? Does that mean like, you think about her? You want to be with her?
Well, no, it's not that I want to be with her, but it's like little weird things. Like I work in retail, so it's like. Like, I'll be, like, working, and I'll be like, oh, you know, I think she would really like this, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Like, wait, what am I thinking?
How long were you with her?
I was with her for about 6 or 7 months. It wasn't really that long.
But it was intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's going to take a little while, like 6 or 7 months till it leaves. But I would sit down, write your feelings out, and you'll see. It'll go away. Start filling the void.
What do you think I should do about,
Was she white, black, Hispanic? What was
it? It doesn't matter.
She was white, but like, what do you think I should do about
we got to get out of here. I mean, what do you suggest for that, dude?
I want you to get on my website so you and I can communicate.
All right, communicate with Dr. Sophie. He'll get you over that chick. Might take you a couple months, but he'll get you over it.
You'll be done with her.
You'll get into black chicks or Hispanic chicks.
Doesn't matter.
Or Asian chicks, man.
Doesn't matter.
All right, Dr. Sophie comes on with us about once a month. Always nice to see you, buddy. And we'll see you again. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. John and Jeff are up next with us right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Coming up is the John and Jeff Show. And it's Thursday night, a big free-for-all. Is that what's going on with the show?
It's our Halloween show. We're going to play some classic clips from that Disney album, A Haunted House.
Oh, excellent. All right.
Gather around the kids, around the radio like the old days, and let's have some fun.
Yeah. Do you believe in ghosts?
You know, I know it's good for the bed and breakfast industry where they say this place has been haunted. Right. It's a good marketing ploy, but no, I don't.
You know, Jeff, you believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
You do?
Absolutely, yeah.
I haven't, but I think I'm leaning towards it because some crap has been happening around my house. I heard a door last night in the middle of the night slam for no reason, and I heard my daughter laughing. When I was in my office, I heard my daughter laughing in my bedroom, so I went in there to see what she was laughing at, and she wasn't there. She was with her mom at the market.
You heard laughing?
Yes.
In her room?
In her room, yeah. No, in my room.
In your room?
Yeah. So I went in there to see what she was laughing at, and my wife had taken her to the supermarket.
Got a couple questions for you. Before, now...
I have about five myself. You know
what was I on?
Where's Dr. Sophie?
Whenever we talk ghost stories on the third shift, John always, you know, will ask the medical questions.
Right.
Like, were you on the
weed? I was sober. It was 11 a.m.
Okay.
Have you ever smoked marijuana?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, when you get feeling...
All right, stay tuned for John and Jeff, everybody. If you've smoked weed, it's going to be an exceptional show. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show tomorrow from the Queen Mary, right after Lycus. Stay tuned for John and Jeff right now on 97.1 FM Talk. Alan in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Iron meals and rubber milk.
All right, one more time.
Iron meals and rubber milk.
Man, I got the iron mills, too. I guess I'm a pussy with this other guy.
Hell. All right. It's a big night of pussies. I can't say that.